Well, next, international protection accommodation. You probably heard on the bulletin earlier on that a new report this afternoon by HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, says much accommodation is not adequately resourced to meet demands. And it adds governance, management, risk management, safeguarding and protection has room for improvement. Well, Brona Gibson is HICWA's Head of Programme for Monitoring International Protection Accommodation Service Centres. And she joins us here now in studio. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. Brona, over the 12 months that you were looking at, you carried out 60 inspections of 51 accommodation centres. So bring us through your findings, because vetting of staff, safeguarding of people and governance can all improve.
Thank you. Yes, we carried out 60 inspections of 51 centres, and some were inspected on more than one occasion. And our main findings really fall into three areas. One is what's working well, and what has been working, what is working well is that there are some very good providers out there. They meet the national standards, so they comply with what's required of them. They provide good, safe accommodation to the people who live there. And they've got good, committed and well-trained staff teams who are vigilant in their practice.
So that's the good side of it.
That's the good side.
What's the challenging side of it?
Well, there are challenges, most certainly. You'll see from the report, in terms of the number of beds, that there is overcrowding. In centres. And if I can just qualify that, firstly, we found no centre that was operating outside of its contracted numbers, for example, but very cramped environments. And for example, six unrelated adults sharing a bedroom, a family of eight sharing a very small mobile home with two newborn babies. And also that there are 41% of people who live in these centres actually can live in the community if they had accommodation available to them.
Well, you're saying if they had accommodation available to them, and this is the impact of the housing crisis.
Yeah. Well, what our findings show, and what people, we engaged with over 2,000 people who live in accommodation centres. We spoke directly with over 1,100 of those who are adults and children, and we had the privilege of being invited into their homes. And what they told us is that the most commonly cited reason for not moving out from an accommodation centre was the lack of alternative accommodation.
Okay.
However, our report, you'll see, also highlights the need for a review of the current centres to make sure that they are providing effectively what they should provide to the people that they are designed to provide for.
Now, at the time of writing the report, HICWA had remit for just 45 accommodation centres, which provide 7,745 beds. That's 14% of IPASS accommodation and 24% of all beds in the country. Why have you not looked at them all?
HICWA has to operate within the law, and our legal remit at the moment does not extend to emergency or temporary accommodation or reception centres. So essentially, we only have the power and authority to go into accommodation centres designated by the Minister.
Should that change?
Well, that's a matter for national policy. And look, we don't know what the future is going to bring. So if there was any proposal to expand HICWA's function, most certainly HICWA would be happy to talk with the Department.
Does your report give a full picture then?
Well, what's important about our report is that while it is 51, we can only speak to the 51 centres that we inspected. There are some of the same providers provide emergency accommodation, for example. So there's certainly a transfer of learning there. But also there's the findings that we have may potentially be transferable across the whole sector. So there's room for improvement and learning from the inspections that we've carried out to date.
But does it mean that we only know a small part of what's happening? Does it mean that 86% of accommodation for international protection seekers are potentially operating outside of normal standards, or do we know at all?
Well, in fact, the 86% don't have to comply with national standards. And so the 51 that we inspected last year were the ones that fell within the legal remit of HICWA to be monitored against those national standards. So there is the potential there, yeah.
Is there a concern about that then?
Well, again, that is a matter for government to decide who it, what centres it wants to be monitored by HICWA. But last year, the department published a new accommodation strategy for international protection applicants, and it's a very welcome report. And you'll see from that report that it does intends to bring in more centres under the regime of the national standards, and that's a very welcome piece of work when that's been implemented.
When you're looking at vetting of staff, safeguarding of people, there's room for improvement. That's what this report is saying. Where is the room for improvement? What can be done?
Well, what our inspection shows that, and remember, this is over a whole year, so a lot of progress has been made along the way, and it really shows the value of having an independent monitor in there as a mechanism for to assure both the government and the public that where changes need to be made, that we can influence that change. So over the whole year, there was a total of 34% of staff weren't appropriately vetted. And that's a significant number, but we are satisfied that that has progressed significantly by the end of last year. So they would have been staff members, for example, may have been working for a very long for years with the provider who hadn't been vetted in their previous roles. So this may be a hotelier, for example, who moved into providing an accommodation centre. So when that transition happened, those staff weren't vetted. We also found, though, recently that new staff coming in to accommodation centres, some haven't been vetted before they began their employment. And that's not a welcome finding, and it's something that certainly HICWA won't tolerate. Now, when we find issues like this, we ask the provider to give us a plan, and to an urgent plan of how they're going to tackle this, because vetting is one of the fundamental safeguards for people who live in accommodation centres.
Brona Gibson, HICWA's Head of Programme for Monitoring International Protection Accommodation Service Centres. Thanks for coming into studio this afternoon.